We turn our attention now to how you can make your best airfare purchasing decision. Rick Seney of Dallas, Texas, our guest. He's one of our regular guests. He's CEO of FareCompare.com. It's a consumer research website. Their motto, never overpay for airline tickets again. What they do, they receive and process fare information in real time, and they distribute it right away. So if you're an airfare shopper, you kind of get the jump on perhaps competing sites. And they send out alerts when prices are changing for specific flights. So lots of good information there. Always fun to have him with us. And certainly if you have a question, maybe you're making a trip somewhere, maybe you have a question about making that trip, I hope you'll join us. You can reach us at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or email us, the email address talk@WPR.org. Rick, welcome back. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
Great. It's always fun to be on. Thanks for having me.
You know, airlines are kind of climbing out of this tough economy. We're expected to net nearly $9 billion in profit this year. And I think some travelers are going to find a little sticker shock out there.
There's no doubt. I think a lot of people are seeing those Thanksgiving rates and going, whoa, that doesn't look like it has the last few years. And they'd be right.
Yeah. And that's probably not going to change for a while.
No, I don't think it'll change. I know people ask me all the time, you know, are ticket prices going to go up, you know, astronomically? And really, the answer is no. I mean, the holidays are one thing, and you know, the airlines are going to extract their pound of flesh for the holidays no matter what.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's really driving ticket prices, especially domestic ticket prices, is the economy and people's, you know, ability to, you know, pay for those tickets. Or, you know, when ticket prices get to a certain high price, they just won't buy anymore. There's not enough demand there to do that. So I don't expect prices to go up dramatically. In fact, if you're traveling, you know, the first 2 weeks in December or the last 3 weeks in January, the first 2 weeks in February, extremely cheap prices. But, you know, you compare that to the holiday prices, which are 3 to 4 times higher.
Yeah, there you go. David in DeForest, Wisconsin, has a question for you. David, hello.
Hello, good morning. How are you two doing?
Great, thank you for calling.
Hey, we're looking to go to the Dominican Republic, specifically Punta Cana.
Okay.
In probably May.
Okay.
Yeah, what airport are you leaving out of?
O'Hare.
O'Hare, okay. I'll do a quick check here while we're talking. So typically what you want to do for sort of the May time frame is internationally you would want to shop for probably about 4 months ahead of time. So it's a little too early. I don't mind that people shop right now because I always say that shopping is different than buying. Go ahead and shop and get the price points, and I'll give you some price points here in just a second. Typically that price from the north is in the $600 range, $600 to $700 range. Costa Rica has gotten really hot the last 2 years. There's a lot more flights flying into Costa Rica. Gosh, you know, right now out of O'Hare, if you want to fly sort of the mid-May time frame, it looks like prices are running in the 460 range. I might jump on that actually right now. That's a little bit lower than average.
Okay.
Oh.
And now we were kind of thinking about Puerto Rico, too, and you were saying those are higher now or lower?
No, actually, let's take a look. Typically, Puerto Rico is the cheapest of sort of the Caribbean locations, mainly because it just has a lot of flights going in and out of it. So, you know, but I would expect it to still be in that 400 range, and I wouldn't expect to see Punta Cana. So that's interesting to me that they already have prices down in May already in the $400 range. I would have expected that to be closer to 600. Yeah, right now you can go to Puerto Rico, you know, for a little over $280 round trip for May next year.
Wow.
Wow.
So I would actually, this is, you know, out of Chicago. It looks like Chicago is the place to fly out of because every other city in the country is around 600 right now.
Okay. Now, Puerto Rico, do you know, is that a nonstop?
Let me take a look here. It is.
Kind of we were able to find a nonstop.
Yeah, there's some nonstops to Puerto Rico. I'll give you an example. Like if you leave on May the 4th for 7 nights, it's $298. And that is on, let's see which airline.
No, this is Puerto Rico?
Yes.
Yeah, this is to Puerto Rico. Yeah, I mean, that's actually extremely cheap. To be honest, I guess I should have noticed that earlier. I haven't seen them that cheap in a long time. I see why. It's Spirit Airlines. But it looks like American Airlines actually has a nonstop on that day for $298 as well.
Okay. And then, well, speaking of airlines, the one to Punta Cana was U.S. Air?
Yes, it was. You're going to connect in Charlotte.
I thought U.S. Air was the nonstop.
Let me check. I'll check back. Well, I'll get with you later on. If you'll just send me a quick note, I'll do that. If you just send it to customer.service@faircompare.com, we'll go into in-depth with you. And the bottom line is, I with these price points, I'd be buying right now.
And it's customer... How was that again? The
customer.service@faircompare.com.
Customer.service@faircompare.com. Okay. All right. There you go, David. Thank you for calling. Sarah and Mozani, let's turn to you. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. How are you?
Great. Thank you for calling. Where are you planning to go?
We'd like to go to St. Thomas December the 4th to the 11th of this year. And the cheapest we can find is $600 just for the flight.
Sure. So you're going to go in December, right? Early December?
Yeah, the 4th through the 11th.
All right. Out of which airport?
Chicago.
Chicago. Let's take a quick look here. That's typically what I would have expected from price points. The price points are going to jump dramatically on December 17th. They'll probably be closer to $800 and $900 for people that are departing after December 17th to St. Thomas. So, yeah, it looks like out of Chicago. Let's take a look here. How long are you going to stay? 7 nights?
Yes.
Let's take a look right here. Yeah, it looks like, prices are running right in the high fives, low 600s right now. I'm not expecting that price point to get a drop very much.
Okay.
So you're looking, you know, it's only, what, 3 or 4 weeks out?
Yeah.
That price probably isn't about – it's probably not likely to change a lot one direction or the other. So, you know, you might wait another, you know, 4 or 5 days and do some shopping. But I definitely would buy it by middle of the month.
Okay.
Okay. And if I go to customerservice@faircompare.com, do you do the booking there?
No, actually, we'll help you find the right price and help you out there. But we'll send you off to either an online travel agency or the actual airline for your final booking.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And let's turn to Dale in Oshkosh. Dale, hello.
Hello, how's it going today?
Great, thanks for calling.
Good. Yeah, I'm looking to go to Seoul in South Korea sometime at the end of January and then returning within the first couple days of February.
Yeah, right now flights into Asia are extremely expensive. For that January time frame, you're looking at probably in the $900 to $1,000 range. Let me take a look here real quick. I'll look at the end of the month here and see what's going on. Typically, the price points during the wintertime are pretty good, but it's been very firm lately. There's been a few airlines that have added a few routes into Shanghai and a couple other places in China. And into Seoul, you'd only have sort of the same airlines. Yeah, it's running actually around $1,100 right now.
Right. Yeah, like one of my friends lives out there, and he was saying that it might drop to like 700 the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I would definitely. I don't think it'll get down to 700. I think you have a shot of getting it in the 850 to 900 range if you wait maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. And Carol in Elm Grove, we're on to you. Hi, Carol.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I don't know if it's too early, but I'm interested in going into Anchorage next July and then coming back from Vancouver. And I don't know why I found this, but when I was trying to find flights Milwaukee to Anchorage, they were more expensive than if I took, like, Alaska Air Chicago to Anchorage and then took a flight back from Vancouver to Milwaukee. And I don't think those fares will be going down because Alaska, that's their high season. So should I just keep looking or... I don't know why Chicago, you know, why when you do an open jaw, why that would be so much less expensive if you go from Chicago to Anchorage.
Versus what was the other city you were going to?
Home from Vancouver to Milwaukee.
Yeah, typically it'll vary widely and it'll range widely. What kind of quotes are you getting? I'm seeing around $550 right now.
Yeah,
that's too high for that time frame. I would wait. Typically for North American airfare, both U.S. and Canada, you want to start shopping around 3.5 months before departure.
Okay. Oh, really?
So if you're leaving in July, you want to be shopping sort of in that late February, March time frame. And typically you want to buy no later than about a month and a half out. So you have a pretty good window to look in there. That price you should be able to get, you know, out of those cities in that $450 to $500 range if you wait a bit. It seems these $600 price points right now are just because airlines aren't managing those seats right now, and they're willing to sell you the higher tickets right now.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks very much for calling. And Nick in Milwaukee, hello to you.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
I'm going to be looking to take a trip to New Zealand coming up probably next year fall, September maybe.
Okay.
Just looking to see if that's a good time to go or if I should or how much to expect to pay and stuff.
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, you're in good shape because you're starting really early, and when you're going into, the Pacific Rim, especially Australia and New Zealand, you want to shop early. You want to start looking early. But really, again, you don't want to start, for that international airfare, about 5 months is about the right time to really get serious about it. At fall time frame, there is a price break point as you get into fall. So what I would do is I would wait till maybe May-ish next year and start looking pretty heavily for the fall, March, April, May, get a price point. Typically, you're looking at, $1,300 to $1,400.
Okay.
And that's if you leave out of Minneapolis or Chicago. And typically, out of smaller cities, you can add about $150 to $200 onto that.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Rick Seeney of Dallas, Texas, CEO of FairCompare.com, our guest as we talk with him. Take a look at their website, FairCompare.com, and he'll have some advice for you right here on the air up until 12:30 today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Larry Mueller. My guest today, as we talk about making your best airfare purchasing decision, Rick Seeney of Dallas, Texas, CEO of FairCompare.com. It's a consumer research website. Their motto, never overpay for airline tickets again. I'm glad to have him with us. And I should mention that we're having some printer problems. So phone us instead at 1-800-642-1234. Let's turn to Christian in Green Bay for her question. Hi, Christian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh.
My wife and I are looking to go to Jamaica in February. We're looking at either the 12th through the 19th, 19th through the 26th. And a lot of the all-inclusive resorts we're looking at have packages with airfare included. Is that a good way to go, or do we separate it out and try to book airfare separately?
Good question.
It is a good question, and typically what I would say is that I would price them both ways, and so I would price it separately with my air separately and look at the all-inclusive that includes airfare. Typically, when you have an all-inclusive that includes airfare, they have the option of discounting. They won't be able to discount the airfare, but they're able to discount their entire package, so many times they will actually discount the whole thing, so you won't really know if it's airfare or not. So I would check both, to be honest.
Okay.
We're seeing prices at about $500. Is that what you're seeing? Milwaukee to Montego Bay.
Yeah, no, I think that typically at the time frame you're talking about, it would be in the $450 to $550 price range. So that seems reasonable to me.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. Yeah, it seems pretty reasonable for several days in Jamaica, everything included. Marty and Dubuque. Your turn. Hi, Marty.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thanks for calling.
Well, I actually already did book my tickets for February to March for flying into Cancun to then go down to Playa del Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
And we got them for, I think, $424, including all the fees.
That's not bad at all.
Okay, that's good. Well, I used Fair Compare, which, by the way, is very helpful. And what I didn't find, though, was advice about how long in advance to buy tickets for that area, if you're flying out of O'Hare or Milwaukee or whatever. I priced all of those areas. We are flying out of O'Hare. And we may be going back again, and it would be helpful to have an idea if there's some sort of rule for... And, you know, like, does your Tuesday rule apply to international flights and that kind of thing?
Yeah, sure. So I guess what you're referring to is for domestic tickets, the best time to shop is Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern time, which, again, happened yesterday. Southwest put out a big sale on Monday. Everybody matched during the morning. All the cheap seats were in the system Tuesday afternoon. When it gets to international, it's a lot more complicated than that. Typically, what happens is that airlines tend to manage those international, especially those Mexican beach routes, about 4.5 months to 5 months before they start actually starting to release some of those cheaper seats. Historically, you know, if you're in that $400 price range, that's pretty good. We had some blips during the H1N1 crisis where prices got into the 200s.
Mm-hmm.
But those blips, you know, have come up a little bit since, that happened a little bit over a year ago. So the price points are in the high 300s to mid 400s. So if you can get in that range. Now, typically what happens if you're flying out of Minneapolis or Chicago O'Hare, you're going to have price points typically about $100 to $150 cheaper than flying, for instance, out of Milwaukee, where you're probably going to connect in one of those cities or even connect, on the West Coast to get to Mexico. So if you're looking around for those areas, I would definitely shop and set up alerts on the Fair Compare site for your departure city that's closest, whether it's, you know, Milwaukee or Green Bay or whatever. Sometimes they will sort of toss in some cheaper stuff in there, very rarely, though. And then also set it up for, Minneapolis or Chicago if it's within, you know, that sort of three-hour driving distance.
Sure. I have a second part of my question, which is that in January, my friend is going to the same area, and she was able to get hers for $200, but she bought them through one of the online travel agencies. And what ended up happening is Air Mexicana, of course, went out of business, and she had a terrible time with trying to get replacement tickets through the company. And I'm wondering if that's a hazard you have to be willing to – is that a normal thing to have happen, or, I mean, do you actually have better protections by going through an agency than if you bought them directly from Air Mexicana, for example?
Not necessarily. I mean, agencies are sort of, you know, they're really agents for the airlines. And, you know, we had during the fuel crisis of 2007, 2008, we had a lot of airlines that went bust. So that was an issue back then. I would say that's less of an issue nowadays, although Mexicana is sort of the exception there. And they tried to get funding in order to do that, and they just couldn't get it all to happen properly. In these cases where you think that there's could even remotely be an issue, it's the perfect time to get travel insurance. I don't necessarily recommend travel insurance for domestic flights, but when you start doing international, especially for a trip that you're planning on that's usually longer than a week or two, which carries both, medical and the ability to get your trip cost back if something were to happen. And that's typically around 8 to 12% of your total trip price, and I think that's a good deal for those kind of trips.
I agree. We bought it.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. Thank you for calling. John in La Crosse, on to you. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you, gentlemen?
Good.
Good. Say, not too picky on the time frame. Looking maybe late January, early February, I'd like to go perhaps to the Dominican, anywhere basically Caribbean, warm with blue water for my children.
Okay.
And sure. There's a little bit of, I'd like to, if possible, I have vouchers for two domestic flights, for United. So
for United.
Not crucial to use those, but a thought.
Yeah, so, you know, if it was, an airline like American or a variety of others that fly out of South Florida, whether it's Miami or Puerto Rico, I'd say it might be worthwhile to use those tickets.
Okay, and I should have mentioned we can, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. We can fly out of Minneapolis.
Sure, sure. And out of Minneapolis right now, it looks like, you know, I was actually surprised. I didn't realize how cheap San Juan was recently. So I would look in. You said like January, right?
Yeah, flexible, mid-late January, early February.
Yeah, let's take a look here real quick. I saw prices because I didn't realize that AirTran was being so aggressive on their pricing, and everybody's matching them right now to Puerto Rico. So it looks like ticket prices are in the hang on one sec, it's coming up. Yeah, the prices are in the low 300s right now for that time frame. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And let's see if that's including, yeah, you will have to stop. If you're flying AirTran, for example, it'll connect you through Atlanta.
Okay.
But that's really pretty good. Those prices rarely dip into the mid to high 200s. I mean, rarely. So I think right now is probably not a bad time to go ahead and pull the trigger on those. That's a really good price point into Puerto Rico.
Okay. And furthermore, one quick thing. Any other recommendations for, you know, just basically somewhere warm? I haven't been to, you know, like a Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, or anything like that might be a...
Sure. I haven't recently flown into the Caribbean, but the co-founder of our company has twice a year now for the last 2 years gone to Costa Rica, and he says it is the most amazing place on the planet. And all I know is that airline ticket prices have been dropping there because they've been adding a lot of flights in there. So if I was going to pick sort of that second best, I would think Costa Rica would be a cool one. Certainly, the Mexican beaches are, you know, a relatively good price point. They're still struggling. There is a second tier a warning issued by the Department of State related to, you know, some of the issues they're having with border security.
Yeah.
But that haven't affected too much the resort areas, but it's a thing you at least need to keep up on. So definitely go to the Department of State website and check on the latest there. But those would be my three options there.
There you go. Thank you very much for calling, John. Let's turn to Jim in Evansville next. Hi, Jim.
Well, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm looking at a late January, early February, long weekend in Santa Fe. And I guess my question is airport selection. I mean, I'm fairly close to Madison, Rockford, Milwaukee, and even O'Hare is about a $35 bus ride away. So what's my best picks for getting down to Santa Fe?
Sure, yeah. Santa Fe that has a little small airport. I don't know if you've ever been there before. And you can also get, you know, via car to Santa Fe through Albuquerque.
Okay.
And any one of those airports domestically at that time frame, you should be able to get under $200 round trip.
That'd be great.
Yeah, into Albuquerque. I don't think you'll have any problem. Let me take a quick look here for out of Minneapolis, just as an example. It's running right now at $200 round trip on several different options. It looks like some of them's 300 on some airlines. If you want nonstop, about in the 240, 250 range. I might wait a couple weeks here, but you definitely want to fly when you do, if you're going to go into Albuquerque, probably out of Chicago if it's closer, or Milwaukee.
Okay.
Minneapolis tends to be more pushing towards the eastern area, and that's where the deals are, and the western ones are out of there. So I would look there and definitely fly. Don't dip into like mid-February, because prices go up dramatically for President's Day weekend, which is starting in typically mid-February.
Okay.
Which is Valentine's Day weekend usually. I think it's February 17th. Yeah, so stay at late January or in the first 2 weeks in February, and you should be able to get in the 200 range.
Okay.
And your advice to shop on Tuesday and wait a couple weeks.
Yeah, I think right now, you know, Southwest just put out a big sale last night. I don't know I haven't looked at the price points out of Milwaukee to, so I might check today just because they put a big sale that goes through February, mid-February. I might check that today out of Milwaukee just to make sure, but I might wait a week or so.
All right. There you go. Thanks, Jim. Kate in Green Bay, on to you. Hi, Kate.
Hi, my husband and I are flying to Florence, Italy, next September. When is a good time to start looking for flights, and about how much should we expect to pay?
Sure.
We probably fly out of Milwaukee or O'Hare.
Right. So Florence, you'll probably end up flying into Rome. Okay. Or possibly Milan, depending on what route you take. I'm assuming you want to take no more than a one stop, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so Florence is sort of a train ride from both of those cities.
Okay.
I was just there in Florence 2 summers ago, and it's the most beautiful city in the world, so you're making a great choice. So 4 to the September time frame, typically from the northeast or the northwest, you're looking at price points in the historically would be around the $700 to $800 range. This past fall, they were jumping up in the $900 range. So prices tend to jump, tend to drop dramatically in that late August, early September time frame, right? So you're going at a perfect time.
Okay.
For the price points to drop. Typically, you want to start shopping for that around March or April.
Okay.
It's way too early to be shopping right now.
Okay.
And you should expect to pay in a range between $650 to around $850.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling. And Scott in Toma, where are you headed?
Yeah, I'm here.
What can we do for you?
I fly back and I go to Hong Kong for several months every year. The problem I have is I always buy travel insurance. The problem I've had is I did get sick 2 years ago when I was over there. My travel insurance, my medical was absolutely worthless as far as the insurance coverage when you're out of country. I learned that to expect to pay cash for anything, and yeah, maybe you'll get reimbursed and maybe you won't when you get back to the U.S. My question for you is because I'm gone more than 60 days, Do I have to go on? Can I go on and buy insurance from another insurance company to cover my second part of my trip?
Yeah. Okay. So a couple things, and you mentioned something that's very important that I think should be mentioned is not all insurance is created equal.
Right.
In fact, during the Icelandic volcano issue, a lot of people were pulling out their policies and finding out that acts of God aren't covered.
Yeah.
And so many of these policies don't have a medical portion to them, so you have to check it out very carefully. And I do the same thing too, because I go to Singapore periodically, and there's a couple companies, and if you'll send an email to customer.service@faircompare.com, we'll send you the companies that sort of specialize in making sure you have coverage when you're in Asia, for example, because I think that's very important to make sure that you have proper medical coverage and it's worth the money to do that. The bottom line is that these insurance products, they vary widely in price from 8% to up to 16% of the total trip cost, and each of them have their own sort of flavor, so you need to pick a reputable company. I'm not, there's several of them out there. Do some research on that, and if you'll send us a note, we'll send you some more research. But the bottom line is, yes, you need to do it separately.
So it's customer.service@faircompare.com.
Yes.
Well, what I was going to say is, because I used Travel Guard before.
Yeah.
That's a reputable company.
Travel Guard is worthless.
Well, it didn't seem to work for you, Scott. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's actually a brand of a much bigger insurance company. So
take a look. Do a little more searching around. Go to customer.service@faircompare.com. Maybe they can give you a little more help there.
Yeah, no, we'd be happy to help them out. I mean, there's several companies out there that specialize in the medical portion. It's one thing to get your money back for your trip. If you have some sort of medical issue and you can't go on your trip, those are typically covered very easily. The real issue is medical coverage.
Yeah, and it can work. I had a friend who was in China, was in a car accident. It was tens of thousands of dollars that literally were covered by the insurance. So
absolutely.
Will, in the Twin Cities area?
Yeah, actually, I'm in just about Eau Claire now, traveling on the road. But similar question to the gal earlier who was planning on going to Florence, with a couple of differences. We're going to be going to British Isles, probably flying into London from Minneapolis-St. Paul. And we're also fairly open on dates anytime from mid-August, probably through early November.
Right.
and 2 to 3 week trip. Wondering the same sorts of questions, when we should be shopping, what kind of price points, those sorts of things.
Sure. So, again, you know, typically it's way too early to shop right now. You can go ahead and do a shopping request and see. Price points are probably in the $1,000, the $1,100 range. And what you should expect for now, let me – a couple things. You said you had a pretty wide range of dates. There are two price point breaks, one in late August and one in mid to late October. So, and they go down. So the peak time for travel into Italy is summertime, and the price points drop about when kids go back to school.
Okay, and that's true of England also?
And it's the same for London as well. They'll drop dramatically at the last week in August, and then they'll drop again in sort of the second week in October. So depending on when you want to go, you know, certainly the weather is better sort of if you get in that September-October time frame. But then they'll drop there'll be another $100 to $150 drop in mid to late October. You want to be shopping sort of late spring, early summer for those tickets.
Late spring, early summer. Okay. There you go. Thanks, Will, for calling. Appreciate it. Francie in Wauwatosa. Hello.
Hi. I'm so excited I got through. My question is, I go once a year with my children to Hawaii. And during the flight, I would do anything. I'd blow off my big toe to be able to sit in first class. Is there any way how do I get a decent deal to be able to afford to sit in first class?
Well, that's a good question. I think there's not an easy way. I mean, a lot of people would blow off both toes to sit in first class to Hawaii. What ends up happening is a lot of those first class seats go to people that are redeeming their miles.
Yeah,
okay.
Because it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip, and that's why it's so hard to get a decent discounted price outside of being, you know, a loyal flyer on a particular airline. Now, there are a few cases where I've seen Hawaiian Airlines out of Los Angeles discount their first-class seat. So sometimes you can actually find a first-class seat, you know, in the $800 range, which is sort of the holy grail of first-class to Hawaii from the West Coast.
Okay.
I've seen Continental do some stuff from the West Coast for about $1,000. So what you do is you sort of do half and half, right? Fly into the West Coast and coach, and then pick up that first class ticket for the other, you know, 4.5 hour, 5 hours over to Hawaii.
Okay, so I would have to switch planes, and
likely you would have to change planes, yes.
Okay, and what's the odds of getting all of us in first class?
I wish it was good. See, what happens is that exactly 11 months before they open up flights to Hawaii, everybody that has miles is shopping like mad to get those Hawaiian business and first class seats whether it's, you know, business first for Continental and first for the other. So you're swimming upstream to the most popular destination. You have literally billions of miles chasing Hawaii every year.
Okay. One other quick question. What is the best time, which month is the best time to book a vacation to Hawaii? Just airfare between, let's say, December and April. I mean, what would be the best time to get 14 days and a decent flight?
Yeah, so for Hawaii is sort of treated like a domestic destination. You want to start shopping about 3 months before you want to depart.
Okay.
And, you know, we've seen all sorts of weird coach sales out there. Like United launched a coach sale to Hawaii a couple weeks ago, and there were several places that was $350 to $400 round trip from places like Dallas. And so we see these sort of crazy Hawaiian airfares. They are adding seats into Hawaii. It's actually one of the few growth routes that are out there. I would look to the price range can vary widely, but typically prices for a coach ticket are around $550 to $650 to $700. That's what you should expect to pay.
Okay. And she could get an alert from you?
Yeah, just come to our site, just put in your city to there and say, save my search, and we'll alert you whenever those prices drop. We have an iPhone app as well you can download, and you can set up an alert to Hawaii as well.
There you go. And thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it very much. And Rick, thank you so much.
Oh, I'm happy to do it anytime. Just give me a call.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure. Rick Sini, CEO of FairCompare.com. Again, their website is FairCompare.com, obviously. So take a look. And Fair, it's F-A-R-E, FairCompare.com. Rick Cini, and I'm sure we will have him back. Probably do this again in about another month or so. And I'll look forward to it. And I bet you will, too. Coming up tomorrow on the program, let's just take a look ahead for a minute. What have you got going on with your home? Any renovation or repair issues? Maybe there are some winterizing issues. Chad Spate and John Viner join us tomorrow to talk home renovation and repair. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.